Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi now. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Cliff.
Morning, Mickey. You're sounding good today, buddy.
Man.
You've had some rest, man. That's good.
Yeah. Happy belated 50th anniversary.
Oh, my God. It was yesterday, so...
And, I'm telling you,
it's
man.
It's so cool because we always
happy birthday for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's even worse. It's just like I'll fall apart, man. Like,
well, it'd be nice if you were just going to be 50 tomorrow, like your anniversary yesterday.
Well, actually, I messed up. It was 49 years.
49?
So I missed out.
Okay, well,
thank God. Thank God I let my wife talk first. So it's actually 50 next year, so it's 49. You know, I kind of waited till she said something so I wouldn't be wrong, but I started adding up because, you know, we went to South Padre on our honeymoon, and I think I was 19, turned 20 on my birthday, but we were laughing at that. So, you know, 49 years ago, South Padre looks a lot different than it does right now.
You know, got that right. I remember there was just the little old, what was that, the Fisherman's Motel or whatever it was?
Yeah.
That's
so
about
cool.
It.
We got to stay in the, yeah, we stayed in the Holiday, and they just built it, and, they had a suite on the top floor, and now you can't even see the Holiday Inn. It's down there, way below all them giant skyscrapers. Now you know you can't even see it. But Carol and I were laughing that we went all out and we got the most expensive room in South Padre. It was $90.
$90.
$90 for a suite up on the top floor. You know, and we did the exact same thing the other day on our 49th birthday. We 49th anniversary. We surfed and fished. We got up in the morning, surfed, fished the surf, and then went surfing and caught some waves on our 49 cool. years later. We're still doing the same dang thing, man.
We can't, at least you're still able to do it.
That's what we're thankful for. You know, a lot of them, we're getting ready to have our 50th high school reunion. And, oh, my God, the dead list is scary. It's just like, oh, no. Man, we lost a lot of our high school mates.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Nuts, man. It's, but we're getting ready to have that and going to have a whole weekend of doing stuff with that. You know, a bunch of old people going to be there is the only bad thing.
Old people. That's yeah, us. People.
Well, that's what happened. We went to that one. I think it was like 40 or 45th. We pull up in the parking lot. We're supposed to go to this restaurant. And we start seeing all these old people getting out of the car. And go, who are these old people? Let's get out of here. You know, it's bad.
Those are our classmates.
I know it. And it's nuts, man. But it's all good. It's always a good week. I don't do a whole lot. I think I fished 3 days this week. And it was so crazy, Mickey, how our fishing changed in a week. You know, we got into the biggest bunch of small fish earlier in the week. I've never seen nothing like it. I mean, everywhere I went,
right,
I would catch pencil, then catch a 4 or 5 pound in the middle of them, but so many little fish right now. I don't know what's going on, but everybody's having the same deal. The croaker fishermen ever, you know, all them 25, 26, 27 inch fish, you catch a few of them, but there's so many, you know, 15 to 20 inch fish now that's just, man, they just showed up. I don't know if they're.
Yeah, it's hard to catch those big ones when all them little ones show up. Yeah. Infiltrate everything, man.
Yeah,
we went through all that this spring, you know, just little ones everywhere. Now, you know, it's all decent fish. Not a lot of those little pinzolas.
Mm-hmm. But also the weather, man, the weather doesn't let me get to where I need to be. So I'm still fishing leftovers. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I saw his wind come up. I said, boy, I know where Cliff wants to be right now, but he just can't do it. It's just too rough.
I can't get in there, you know.
Nope, can't do it.
I got in there for a little while on Monday before the wind came up and caught some nice fish, my buddy Greg, but it still wasn't just really good yet. There was so many small fish in there, and you look down, and there's just schools of little bitty shrimp. And the fish would pull on the top, and like 15 little shrimp pop out of the water. They're about an inch long.
Like popcorn.
And every time you catch, and every time you catch a trout, they come up and shake their head and just puke out a whole bunch of shrimp. You know,
isn't
so they're not having any trouble finding stuff to eat. So I think what's happening is a real early morning bite on those shrimp, and they're just stuffing. And so you're having kind of a lull about mid morning, and they'll fire back up about midday. But it's just been a weird bite this week. I've been on fish, The numbers of big fish. I had these people come down from Louisiana. It was so bad on Tuesday. So, man, I got one guy that's from Houston, and Steve, the other guy, Greg, is from Louisiana. He's a good fisherman, too, both of them, you know. And, man, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going to show these guys for these big old fish. These guys from Louisiana, they're going to be so impressed with all these big fish down here. I think they had to go back to Louisiana to catch some decent fish. I was like, God almighty, this is embarrassing. I'm bragging on all these big fish, and we're catching pencils just like Louisiana. I'm going, this is embarrassing. But we caught a few good fish, you know, but it was nothing like normal. But I did get on some decent fish yesterday with Fred. Had Fred and Raymond come down yesterday, and we got out there early. And, man, it's been kind of slow on topwater because we just had sheets and sheets of grass. You can't work them. And I finally found a little area yesterday where we made a drift with not a lot of grass, and they were smoking that topwater. Not a lot of big fish, but nice fish. But the amount of blowups were unbelievable. Like you would, you'd almost get a blow up every cast or catch a fish. You know, they would, they just smoke it. But nothing over 4 or 5 pounds. But still, I guess I'm just spoiled. But,
now we got an old timer, a listener that's our age. He goes, Mickey, my 49th anniversary was last week, and he said he served Padre back in the 70s, and they'd eat at a place called the Donut Hole. Remember the Donut Hole?
Oh yes!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Boy, bring it! That's old school, man.
And Dirty Harry's tacos.
Yeah.
Dirty Harry's tacos. Yeah. That was another one that people would stand in line at Dirty Harry's taco stand. That
what was
crazy.
The place over in Matamoros? We'd always go across the border because they had margaritas for cheap. It was
the Texas Bar.
Was it Texas Bar or something like that? It was
something
called
like that. Yeah, that's way back, golly.
Yeah, we'd surf all day and then go across there in the evenings and go to Matamoros and go to that Cadillac Bar is what it was called.
The Cadillac Bar. That's what it was.
Drink margaritas and try to make it back to the hotel room.
I remember that you could eat with four or five people and the bill would be less than $50. You could drink all you want and eat all you want.
Eat like kings for $50.
The whole quail, eat quail, and just anything you wanted over there, you know. But it's not that way now. It's kind of scary going over there now, I think.
I'll pass.
Yeah,
After that last deer hunt I made over there years back, the year that we got all that snow, I forget what year it was, but that was my last trip across there to go hunt.
Mm-hmm. You did hunt Mexico then? Wow.
Yeah. I went with Wayne Webb and Terry Thomas that last time to their place, and we had a couple of scary moments over there, and I said, I've had enough. I'll never come back here.
Yeah, that's something over there, man. Did you get a good buck over there?
No, I didn't. Terry and Wayne, we decided they were going to hunt some more for the rest of the year, but they went ahead and shot their two. They had two little old cull bucks. They called them little old cull bucks. They were 8 points. They wouldn't even fit in the freezer. They were so wide and tall. They were like 150s, you know, big old giant points.
Oh, and, wow.
They shot their two culls and came on. Well, when you first get there, that night we pulled in and the landowner that they lease from comes running up to the house and said, hey, when y'all get unloaded and get in the house, be sure and lock down real good. Even put, you know, close the burglar bars and everything. We're having a lot of trouble right now. So,
great.
Yeah, it was bad. It's really bad now, so. But some guys I know, they're still going over there, and they hadn't had any problems. But
well, I know the surfer's still driving issues over there, too. You know, some of the surfers still going surfing Tikla, those river mouths down there. And, you know, I guess if you're a poor old surfer and you got an old car with a bunch of old surfboards, they figure you ain't got anything. They're going to mess with you. But I think a lot of that is they target. They know what to target.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, and I was wondering how you talked to Blaine how – this new administration, how the traffic is on his ranch, the people
there's
coming
not
across
any anymore. It's
slowed
just
down. Oh, that's going to change deer season. That's going to change things at deer season.
It just might.
You know, you may have a lot more deer. Those people, all that sin in there, and all those people walking across. You may have a lot better deer in there now.
See, you don't know what goes on during the night while everybody's sleeping.
Yeah, and, you sure don't.
You know, you'll hunt a stand one day and see tons of game. And the next morning you go back to it and nothing. And I mean, you don't know who else walked through all that. And I mean, that makes a difference. All that scent left behind and them scaring them deer like that walking through at night.
Oh, man. And then you wonder how many of those people got bit by snakes. You know, you don't hear about that, but
no.
The amount of snakes that are down there, they've got to be. A lot of those poor people get hit coming across, man.
I guarantee you they do.
Oh, God. It's something, man. But our beach fishing, though, Mickey, is there. The fish are in the surf big time. It's just the conditions are terrible.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy Greg, he gets up real early in the morning, like 5:30, and goes out, and he's going way south down to Maliki, and there's a gut that's real close to the bank, and those fish are stacked in there in the morning. Even though it's rough, you know, the waves are breaking in that first gut, and it's still deep, but you got to get there. I mean, it's like an hour a bite, and those fish pull off. Right. And normally, when they pull off that first gut, you can wade across and get in the second gut. But that second gut right now is so rough, it just knocks you down.
Oh, it knocked you down. There ain't no way.
I watched a guy out there the other day, and we fished the first gut, and we got there late. It was too late. We caught a couple of fish. But these guys pull up, and they got long surf rods, probably 8-foot surf rods with croakers. And they walk across that first gut and throw that croaker out there, and just as soon as it hit the water, they would bow up. And we were watching them, and then evidently they never knew anything about limits or nothing because they were putting 25, 26-inch trout in a cooter one after another. You know, and it's so funny because we're down toward Maliki, and there's just tons of park rangers drive by, and they're throwing those fish in the cooter, and the park ranger drive by. They have no idea. So it was just a matter of time before they got checked, but I don't think they had any idea what the limit was on trout or even cared, but everything went in the cooler, so... You know, you wonder if some of that is just ignorance or some of them, they just don't care. But anyway, there's miles and miles of that beach.
I'll be
probably
a little
not
both.
Anything.
A little both there.
It'll cost them if they get caught, man.
Sure will.
Yeah.
And I hope they do.
Yeah, especially those big ones like that.
Watch
I guess when you're not
Lone
catching
Star Law.
Lone Star Law. when you're not catching them, somebody else is catching them. You really don't like them, you know. Anyway,
I know that's how that works. Hey, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, Cliff. Hang on, buddy. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 618 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we are back.
All right, buddy. I guarantee that wind's hitting 20 miles an hour here right now. It's unbelievable for this area.
That's what I'm showing all up and down the coast from here down. It's all 20, 22.
Yeah. You know, it's so sad because all the people work all week then have to deal with this on the weekend. Man, you think they get a break. Gosh. You know, especially shark and the guys that are fishing offshore. I talked to my offshore buddies. They're getting beat up. Let me tell you what. That's a, you know, you got all that boat and equipment and insurance and all that. Then you just can't get out of the gate. I feel sorry for them. At least, you know, being bay fishermen, you know, if the guys are eager to go, you know, there's less that's blowing 40
or
something.
Yeah, you can run inside, but man, those guys depend on offshore strictly. That's that's a good way to go to the bottom.com.
Hey, man, I saw something in the bay. I guess it was Tuesday. I've never seen before. I'm trolling and I'm going to a different spot, different set of rocks, and I'm crawling down shore. I see the water ruffle in front. I think, well, that's a big school of drum. I go over there. It's a school of angelfish, spade fish, like you see offshore around the rigs, hundreds of them. And their stripes got those big top fins. I go, I've never seen that. Now, what are they doing in here, that many of them, Mickey?
That's crazy.
I guess the shrimp are so thick, but they were in a big school, and it was pretty impressive. Look, the water's real clear. And, you know, first, I think they're sheephead. They're not sheephead. You know, they got those giant top fins, and they look totally different. You know, like little, they're angelfish. But I think they call them spadefish offshore, the ones that, you know, around the shore. But most of the time, I only see those around the oil rigs. but I've never seen them in the bay. I've seen everything else. I've even seen alligator gar in the bay, you know, but I've never seen those angelfish like that. So that was you just never know, man. You never know.
No, you don't.
What you see out here.
You know what I've noticed down there the last couple of years I've been down in your backyard down there fishing is the amount of, you know, you have the big horse mullet and the tons and tons of finger mullet. That's just crazy.
That's what I'm keying in on right now. So just like we're fishing with Fred and Raymond yesterday, and we hit this one area, and all the big mullet were on top of the water. Big ones, like 2 footers everywhere. And they're kind of milling around, some of them jumping. We're catching a few fish. Then we move a little bit, and we get into the stretch with little finger mullet jumping. And what a difference in the bite. Right. You know, they're definitely keen in on that smaller bait. Not that those big fish won't hit those big mullet. They eat them all the time. But, I mean, if they've got a choice to eat those finger mullet, they're going to eat them.
Well, sure they are.
And the amount of bait we got is crazy. I'll tell you something else. I was talking to Chad the other day, Chad Patrick. We've never seen this many cow-nose rays in the history of this bay. Everywhere you go, there's just schools of those big cow-nose rays busting the water.
I had a school of 50 or 60 of them just swim right through me waiting with Rihanna that day I was down there. I'm going, man, what is that coming? I said, man, is that a school of reds moving towards me? And I'm glad I didn't throw in there because it was all rays. Yeah. They'll hit a lure in a heartbeat, too.
Yeah, it was so funny, you'll be looking down the bar and you'll see a big blow up, and it's those rays, you know, slapping their wings. But, you know, I'm thinking that maybe all these little bitty shrimp, are they in here eating all those little shrimp? But everywhere you go, you see them.
Something's got them. Well, if food is what attracts all these different species of fish, you've got the food, they're coming, baby.
We got guys going out at night and gigging them for shark bait. And I was talking to one of those guys. He said, you know what those things do when you stick them with a gig? He said, you talk about getting wet. He says those things throw water everywhere.
Oh,
I can
imagine. They're terrible. I caught one wading one time. I thought he was going to drown me. I mean, I've never seen so much slapping. Just, you know, forget your sunglasses after that.
Oh, yeah. We hook them all, you know, sometime. You know when you hook them, it's just a screamer. I hooked something in the rocks the other day. I still puzzles me what it was. I'm throwing a topwater corky, and I threw it really shallow up against the bank. I guess it was Monday when it was the only day it was decently calm. And I twitched it in the toilet flush, and that fish took off like a wahoo. I mean, it was way too fast for red. I'm almost thinking it had to be a jack. And that sucker just smoked me in the rock and took my $16 corky like it was nothing.
$16?
Cut my braid up. Yeah, I cut my braid about 3 foot from my leader. But, man, they know where to go. They go straight into those razor rocks.
Straight to cover, man.
High rod tip, low rod tip, anything. It's going to cut you off. Golly.
That's fishing. You catch a big fish. If you're around any kind of structure at all, it's going to take you in there, whether it's pier piling, rocks, and oyster shell.
Yeah, they know where that stuff's at. I was talking to Barry. He fished a tournament last week, and they had to fish up by Rockport and stuff and talk about fishing around all those pig ears. I was thinking about you. He says, my boots are more cut up from fishing on top of those reefs for one day. And now I know why Jay and those guys go do two or three pairs of wading boots. Those things cut you up like razors.
Yeah, he but must the amount of fish Carlos Bay or Ayers Dugout or somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But he said he's up in the middle of those pig ears, and they took a flounder, and as soon as you pop it, that line would lay down in between those pig ears, and you pop it up, and it'd cut your line.
They're like razor blades, man.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys deal with that. How do you get them out of there? I mean, how do you hook a fish and get them across those razor blades like that?
Well,
just high rod tip?
You have to use braided line and no drag.
No drag.
Get them out of there, and then, I mean, just tight
horse
as you get
out.
Your drag, just horse them out of there, and then I push my thumb bar in a lot. Once I get them out of that structure and they're wanting to take drag, it's easier just push your button in and just kind of thumb it a little bit and let them take some line and run out deep away from that structure and then fight them in and catch them.
Okay. There is a trick to it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was talking about the amount of lead heads, though. It's kind of like us fishing. I talked to Robin the other day, and it's, you know, I'm always ordering lead heads because we hang so much stuff on rocks we can't get out. A lot of times when you're drifting, you'll hang a rock and you go the opposite way and pull it off. But a lot of times it gets in those cracks and stuff, you're going to lose that lead head. And, I think it's kind of like you guys in those shell. You're going to lose some of it. He sent me the cool. He's going to send you some too. he sent me this new bass I think called the Flamingo. I'm gonna tell you what, buddy, that is awesome. I got them in the mail yesterday. It's unbelievable color. When I open up the box, it's like I had a light bulb.
Pink flamingo.
It's the brightest pink you've ever seen. It's wow. almost a fluorescent pink. And I threw some the other day in a trotter smoking it. But he said he's sending Mickey and Plog some. He's sending both you guys some.
Oh, good.
But I'm going to tell you what, this bait is going to be hot. Oh, my God. I think this may take the Laguna shrimp. And I'm really partial to that Laguna shrimp. That Laguna shrimp is so good.
It is.
That and the Little John XL watermelon red is my go-to. If I'm just pulling over stuff, you know, trying to cover water, mm-hmm. that Laguna shrimp. If I found them and they're in a spot, I'm throwing that Little John XL. They're smoking it. But that new color, I just cannot believe how he got that color. I've never seen nothing like it. It's almost like open the box. I can have a light bulb.
Two of my favorite baits in, you know, the wintertime and early spring when it's still cold is that fluorescent pink Miralure and the fluorescent pink Lily. The trout go crazy over that fluorescent pink I don't know why. They just always have.
Yeah. And it's funny because you said that because you can throw it in clear water on a sunny day and they'll hit it. Doesn't make any sense.
Clear water, you know, root beer water, no sun, cloud cover, or sunshine. It doesn't matter. It just, I don't know what, I don't know what the trout see in that. Something sets them off.
Hey, when you fish the surf, what color Miralure do you like?
Well, pink ain't bad, man. That Texas chicken is pretty good, you know, with the yellow belly. But the OSHP, that was that, it wasn't a fluorescent pink, but it was that bright pink Miralure with the silver sides.
Oh, okay.
And that SHP always worked good in the surf. Then the old traditional, the 28. That was a red back with gold sides and a yellow belly.
And yes, that's the one I see a lot of people throw.
Red and yellow killer fella.
Yeah,
I buried one of those with my dad at his funeral. I put David Brown went by Cudrator somewhere and bought a brand new one in the box, a TT-28. That's what he liked throwing to surf.
That's the one we threw, TT-28. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the Texas trout had little black dots on it with the 28 color and it was still in the box, and I laid it on his chest, and they closed the casket.
Oh, that's good stuff, Mickey. That's good stuff, man.
My dad caught so many giant trout on that Miralure to make your head spin.
Oh, God. Man. What color? What was that one I was throwing when I fished with you? We were catching all the fish that floated. What color was that?
That was an SHP and a 7M.
And that was pink and silver?
Yeah.
Pink and silver. I still got that, but I hung it up on my rack. I'm not going to throw it. It's so funny. I go in the room, there's so much stuff hanging. I go, why am I buying anything? Why don't I just read
your garage, man? Cool. All those Tupperware, the big tote boxes full of all those lures. I just crack up laughing. I told John when we came over to your house the last time, I said, look at all that over there.
I'm a hoarder. I'm a lure hoarder. And I'll go out and buy something.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just stupid. And you look at the price of topwaters now, they're $12, $13. And I got several of them in the garage. I could just go over there and take one off and sharpen the hook. But you got to go buy a new one because it's all shiny. But, and you know how it is. Trout don't care if it's shiny. You catch some of those big trout on the oldest, rustiest, beat-up plugs you've ever seen. They don't care.
I'm telling you, man.
It's for us.
All those old super spooks, I just put new hooks on them. You know, I got into, man, I really got, back when I was tournament fishing a lot, I got into them triple grip hooks that Mustad makes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're a counter-rotating type hook, and the harder that fish would fight, the more that hook would turn in and grip. And I was using them on corkies. I'd put one on a corky and make it kind of tail heavy where it would sink backwards instead of head down, you know, when you work it.
Man,
them fish over at Sabine Lake went crazy over that bait with that little bit heavier Mustad triple grip hook on the back. And when you hooked one, you didn't lose it. You were going to get
him. Man, I got hooked twice this week past the bar, but let me tell you the one that's really funny. So,
oh, really?
Mike sends
me. Knowing your hands in such bad shape, Cliff, slow down, man.
Dude, if I don't get seven or eight hooks past the bar during the year, I'm just not fishing. I'm just, And this one was really stupid. So Carol and I went and fished the surf that morning. I think it was our anniversary. And so we fished the surf and we're getting ready to come in and take the rods out and grab the surfboards and throw them in the back and go surfing. You know, it's about 10 o'clock. And so I'm in a hurry, and I put all the rods together in the front seat, and I left that little Meridine, the little Meridine that Mike had sent me, that real color electric chicken, I think it is, a real color. It's a heavy dine. It stings. I couldn't, you know, I love that bait. And I stuck it in the little keeper there on the rod, and I have all three of those rods in my left hand. I go to open the door, and I bump the rod butt with my knee, and I bury that little bitty bait all the way up into the finger. You know, now I can't open the door. And so I'm trying to open the door, and you're the pinned. Other hook goes in. I'm stupid.
Another hook went in?
Yeah, but it didn't go past the barb. This one, I was able to get it out. But the other one's past the barb. So my neighbor, Steve's a fireman, and he's got that nummy stuff. He always gets my stuff out. Well, he didn't have the nummy stuff. He's out of it, you know. So, hey, Steve, you know, can you help me come over here and cut the other hooks off here and just yank it out? So luckily he's able to cut the other hook. One thing you want to do when you're messing with those things, you want to get rid of those other hooks because you'll yank them back into you. I mean, cut everything off. You know, take everything off except the one that's in you. I'm a pro at, you know, doing stupid stuff. But so anyway, gets in there and you kind of, I kind of pushed down. He just pops out the pair of pliers, you know. So that was a good one, you know. But in the last one is I tuck a plastic in my little pocket where my baggies are, and I reached down. It poked in my leg. Luckily, it wasn't past the barb, but. You know, I gotta either crimp the barbs down or slow down. I'm thinking about just taking everything I own and crimping the barbs out.
Worst I ever been hooked was by a damn Spanish mackerel. Psycho fish, man. They're as bad as, you know, what we call, you know, the skipjacks, the horse mackerel. Yeah. I was wading deep. I'm lucky I didn't get it in my face. But I get my top water up there real close, and he goes off on it. And it was a good one, about a 5-pound mackerel. And he hit that top water and ran straight, just jumped in the midair and hit me right in the upper left shoulder. Barely missed my face. And all three hooks in that top water are in my skin, through my shirt.
In your shoulder.
And I'm going, I got a problem over here, and I'm reaching there trying to get control of that fish because he's shaking and going crazy.
He was bearing it, yeah.
And he's just tearing me up. And then I end up getting one of my thumbs, so I'm really pinned. My right hand.
No.
You know, treble hooks in my thumb. I got three treble hooks in my skin on my shoulder and my chest.
Amazing.
And luckily, I had a customer real close to me, and he got over there, and he got the fish off. That was the main thing. Just get that fish off of me.
Fish off,
So he quit shaking and ripping. But I had full control of him with that hand, but I buried a hook in my thumb doing it. And I said, all we can do is get the pliers out of my wading belt and just get it out of my thumb first. And he yanked it out, and a little bit of meat came with it. it hurt. I wasn't going to let him know it was hurting, but it hurt.
It hurt,
and,
yeah.
So we go back to the boat, and I took a whole bag of ice out of the ice chest and just laid it across my shoulder and my chest and just got so numb for about 10 minutes I didn't feel anything. He just popped them all out for me.
Man, you're tough, Mickey.
Nasty.
You're tough.
Can you imagine that being your face? No. I mean, I helped a guy get a lure out of his face in a Bolivar pocket one time, a mirror lure. A trout jumped in his face and hooked him. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I think the only worst – we had a couple of face hooks. So one was that worm that had two hooks in it, double trouble. Remember that big red worm that had
what was that called?
It was called double trouble, I think. It was a big red worm, and it had two hooks in it.
Yeah, that was double trouble. The worst one was that little rig that came on a jig head, and it had that tiny number 10 treble hook in the tail of it. It was called a
flounder pounder. There was a flounder pounder. No, it was another one? Okay.
It was called something else, but hey, gotcha. I said, now I know why they named it gotcha, because it's going to get you every time.
Get you every time, man.
I'd have customers reach down and to grab the fish, and the jig head hook would be in the mouth, and he'd shake, and it, that little treble hook would end up in their hand every single time.
Every time. Yep.
But thank God it was a number 10. You could jerk it out, and it wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
And it would hardly ever hold a fish. It was so little. I didn't understand that, you know, because when you was on the back hook, half time he'd pull off or pull the, you know.
I think it was more of a flounder thing, you know, for catching flounder. Too. But, boy, trout loved them, too. Mm-hmm. Called it gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
They named it right because it did get you.
Oh, I know. God, that little double trouble work.
All right, Mickey. I'll come back. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. For more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107 about the oxygen response. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's caught in the guff or the bay. It's really good as you can possibly get it. Great prices, great availability, and they are crawfish headquarters. Nobody beats Boyd's on prices and availability on crawfish. I know we're winding down in the season, but they've still got them with great specials going on right now. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:40 here in the Bayou City. It's already the final segment. My time has flown by today. All right, Cliff, we're back, bud.
Man, I like that music there. That Santana. That's the old surf music there. That reminds me of the old time. Yeah, I like that stuff.
Kind of like Layla. That remember that one? Every time I'd drive Galveston to go surfing, that song would play on the radio.
And Riders on the Storm. That was Riders on the Storm. That was one we would play that when it was big surf and the thunder and lightning. We'd play Riders on the Storm.
Carlos surfing, Santana, you know? Little Steppenwolf, all that stuff, man.
God, that's good stuff, man. But I was sitting there listening to that CCA commercial, and I tell you what, Ryan – towns have done a great job with this CCA stuff and these releasing these redfish. Man, I got to see, I'm seeing this video and stuff on Facebook where they're showing where they're releasing those fish and stuff. That is, man, that's a great deal those guys are doing. You know, they're putting back, and it's giving all these people an opportunity to get a boat and a truck. That's really awesome, Mickey.
So, yeah, if they got the tax money to pay for it, that's what's terrible. Right. Somebody wins it and they don't have the money to pay the taxes on it.
Well, I mean,
I'd love to have that problem.
I'd love to have that problem too. I mean, gosh, I mean, so you
what about that Whataburger tag? That one redfish, you catch it, and you got free Whataburger for the rest of your life. Now, that's pretty darn
good. Is it life or a year? I can't remember if it's a life or a year.
I don't know. I thought it was lifetime. Hell, I don't know.
Maybe it was. I'm not sure.
I have to check it.
Yeah.
Next time I talk to Bill Kenny, I'll have to ask him. I talked to him the other day. Your ears should have been burning. We were talking about you big time.
Oh, it's funny because they were down at the cabin last weekend, him and Ryan, and they were inviting me to come eat steaks and I think they had some snapper or something. I said, man, I just can't get in the boat, go down there right now. I'm so tired. I've been fishing, but I'd love to hang out with those guys. Those guys have done a lot for us. I really appreciate people like that are trying to help us put fish back and keep us in the game. That's pretty cool. If you're not a member, you should be.
True.
Yeah. It's good stuff. But, you know, it's so funny because I look back at the records at this time last year, Mickey, it was totally different. You know, I mean, we had a hurricane threat already. You know, we had a storm last year.
That
early.
Was late June, early July when we got old Beryl. We called it Beryl up here. But it was called Beryl.
Yeah.
That was a nasty little cat one, man.
Yeah. God, what crazy stuff, man. Just and now it's so different with the wind and a whole lot to do with the drought, I think, because every time we seem like we have this drought stuff, we get this high winds and.
I know, we're so wet over this way, and y'all are so dry down there. That's just great. Well, as big as the state of Texas is, I mean, you can see it. Different weather patterns all over the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, our water level's down, I think, 14-15%, so it's getting pretty serious
over here.
Is it
down
that
low? I mean, what are y'all going to do?
Well, and we keep asking the people in the city, what are you going to do? And they don't know. You know, they let it go too far. It's just bad stuff, you know, it's just. You just get so aggravated at them, but
yeah, wait till
doing
it's
the best
all the way gone before you make changes or do anything.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but you know the pipeline stuff, the Mary Rose pipeline, so they're sucking water from other places. It's just you know the other lakes are drying up, so they're going to have to do some serious drilling some wells or get that desalination plant going quicker. So you know it's just typical, they're trying to get it going, everybody's arguing and fighting over get it going. You know, you have to have it, so you might as well go ahead and start working on it. I mean, you got to have something here. It's kind of important to have water.
Well, you would think South Texas, you know, all down here from the coastal bend down, they would have at least one or two desalinization plants down there.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to, Mickey. They've got it's pretty crazy just having to deal with the water thing all the time. You know, one of our neighbors got caught washing his truck off or something. They fined him $500, you know, just for rinsing his truck off. So they're driving around and doing all that, but you can have a brand new swimming pool put in. You can fill your pools up. Their finers can have all the water they want. So I just don't get it.
Yeah, I know. That's, for the elites.
I don't know what's going on here, but it's crazy. But anyway, they'll eventually get it fixed.
Washing your boat, man.
Well, that's it. So our city manager finally came on and said that you could back flush your engines and rinse your boat off. And so what I do right at dark, you know, I got the nozzle that's a spray nozzle, so it doesn't run all the time. I just go spray the bottom off, the tires, you know, everything off, and the engine, everything, and I'll spend a lot of time on it. But you can't rinse your car off. So the birds, you know, mess all over your car at the boat ramp. You can't rinse it off. You get caught, it's $500. So you have to take a wet rag and wipe all that stuff off. But, you know, it's just, man, I just hope we get some rain in the watershed. Hopefully, they're saying by Wednesday of next week, we should get a little rain in the watershed. But that's just going to, you know, might raise it up 0.5% or something. We need like several storms, you know, something in the Gulf come in there and dump in the watershed. But, you know, you can't depend on that, Mickey. You've got to have some backup plan. The Corpus doesn't have a backup plan. They just don't. So, if you come to Corpus, bring some water. All I can tell you.
Boy, and a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it, man. But in our But the base situation stuff is just fantastic with the Packery. Packery is just a game changer in this Laguna Madre. I just
that
cannot
flow
believe
helped,
it.
Didn't it? Yep.
Oh, y'all, my
y'all
God.
Y'all open them up down there, and we stop them up
yes,
here.
Yes. Stupid how much it's cleaned the water up and cleared it up and the flow of water. And another thing it's really done is taking care of the dead grass problem on the shorelines a lot. With the flow, it doesn't stack up in the corner of stuff because you get a constant flow from the
True.
Gulf. You get something going in the Gulf and it's a big current. All of a sudden, that stuff that's stacked on the shore gets gets ran out of there, washed out of there, and then you have clearer bottom again. The fishing's better. So, and then the amount of bait and stuff that comes in and out of the Gulf and fish. All the people have houses around the mouth of Packery right now. Well, when it first opened, there was not a lot of stuff under the lights. Now that's been open several years, there's everything under those lights at night. You can see how the fish finally figured out that, hey, man, that's an opening. And they're coming in big time.
Well, it's
helped us.
Can you imagine down your way if Yarbor was still open?
Oh, my God. That was some of the best fishing ever.
To go with the Packery Channel, too? My
God. Oh, my God. It's going to take a heck of a hurricane to open that up. But, boy, when it did, it's like taking the finger off a straw, just circulate our system.
Well, but a small hurricane would really do y'all some good, or a tropical storm that became stationary and just dumped a ton of rain down there.
We need it.
That's the only thing that's going to save Lake Corpus Christi, I think.
Oh, and you look at the pictures of Lake Corpus Christi now, and the people have their houses.
Man,
they
I
were
saw
on the
some
water.
Drones footage of that, and in Choke Canyon, and just
isn't that unbelievable?
I mean, golly, they look like graveyards.
Mm-hmm. And just think what it's going to, if we don't get any rain, another year. So they say we'll be out of water in a year or less if we don't get something happen. Well, I don't know how long it's going to take to.
Just when I was thinking about moving to Corpus.
You just bring some water. Well, the smart people live in
the
island.
That's where I want to retire, man, Corpus.
Oh, good.
Come down here and die with you on big trout.
That's it. Just come on and fade away with me.
Come down here and fade away with old Clifford.
Yeah, come on down, Bubba. That's good. A lot of people dug wells here on the island a long time ago.
Right.
And they have the only green yards in the neighborhood. And they had to put a big white sign out in their yard, well water, because all the neighbors were calling the Corpus, sitting on them for water in the yard. They had to put a big white sign up, well water. So anyway, but that was a smart deal for about $5,000 or $6,000 back then. You could have a water well and water your yard with and all that. And that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it now. I don't think they allow that anymore.
Yeah, some of these cities have ordinances on that where you can't have your own water well. Of course, I'm out in the county where I'm at. I'm good old Chambers County. I got a well and hope it never goes dry.
So you're on well water?
Oh, yeah. Have been all my life.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe that's why I'm still alive. I'm not drinking city water.
That's probably true. Man, that's now
I filter my well water with one of those, those pitchers, those a Brita type deal, for my coffee and everything. I mean, when it's like when I use water from, if I travel or I'm on the road and I make coffee with it, it's just, man, there is nothing better than well water coffee.
Oh, I agree. It's softer. It's better taste. Yes, it's a better taste. Our city water is so full of chemicals right now because it's so low. The taste out of the faucet is horrible. And I put it in the bowl for my dogs. They don't want to drink it. They want the water out of the refrigerator.
They want some Ozarka, man.
It just tastes terrible in there, But anyway, they're spoil rotten. But it's going to get better, Mickey. Golly. But I wonder what happened to all the fishing in those lakes. I guess they concentrated.
Well, I'm sure they're stacked up.
It'd be
kind of like a low
up,
tide here in the wintertime, man. The fish are stacked.
Yeah, but you don't have any reports of fishing from Lake Corpus Christi ever. I don't hear anything ever about Lake Corpus Christi.
And that's rated as one of the top 15 lakes in the state, for bass fishing.
Yeah. You don't hear nothing. I mean, not a peep what they're catching. So I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, I know Choke Canyon's always been a heck of a lake, and boys, I mean, there's lakes all over the state. You can't even launch a boat; they're just dry. All the ramps are high and dry. It's nuts.
Yeah,
it's all out your way.
I know it's kind of you guys.
And all our lakes are overflowing in East Texas.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, it's one thing, it's not going to make our water any saltier. It can't get any saltier than it is right now. Golly, it's good.
No.
Man. But those big trout like that salt. Man, they do. They like that salty water. We're talking about those big fish get back in Alazan. It's just dead calm in August. It's no current. It's hot. The water's 93. It's no oxygen. And there's big old trout laying up on the shoreline. Like, what? You know?
I know.
Crazy how they do that, you know? They want to be there. You know? They're there.
But you know, I get on these summer patterns like in August. You know, that's one of our better topwater months. And
yes.
I think the reason is because those fish swimming around in the top of the water column for oxygen content.
Oxygen myself. Level is exactly what it is.
You know?
And another thing is at night, that 2 foot of water on the sand is cooling down 5 degrees faster than the deep water.
It's
so hot. And so they pull up there at night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, get on that cool sand. And they're still there for an hour or two in the morning until some burn boat runs them off. But, you know, that's some of my favorite fishing, getting there real early. In fact, the guy from Trout Support, Tobin, and I had a really good day. It was a few years ago. We got there super early on some white sand. This white sand was knee-deep, Mickey. I mean, super shallow. And we got up there, and those big trout, you know, 7-8 pounders, were eating those topwaters.
Man, they're like logs, man.
Yes. And as soon as it got light, they started, you could just see everything moving out to the shelf, out deeper, and we just followed them on out. But, man,
headed
we caught
the drop off.
Head it to the drop off. You know, so if I'm going to run early, it's going to be in the summer. You know, I got a new light on the boat, new burn bar. My other one finally burned out after 5 years. I didn't realize how expensive they were. But, you know, and you got to have them here. You know, once you get away from the dock, we turn them on. And I'm
running
pretty
that intercoastal, man. Those barges knock those marker poles over so much.
Yes.
They're leaning down. You can't see them.
And they don't pick them up anymore. No, and they don't fix none of that stuff. All of them are down for 2 or 3 years, and they used to fix them. They don't fix nothing anymore. Those pollens are down everywhere.
Yeah,
but you got to run them. And, you know, so once you get out of – and it's pretty nice how these people, they've learned that when you're running into a boat, you turn those floodlights off because you blind the guys. You got to. And so you'll see everybody flip them off, and when the boat passes, flip them back on. You see very few people leave them on now, so they're getting educated. So they've had the light in their eyes enough where, hey, man, let's turn this off. Maybe this guy will turn his off. So that's kind of a good thing. But, man, down here, you got to have them. And another thing that crazy about here, we don't have much going on at night, parks and wildlife. There's so many kayakers out here at 5 o'clock in the morning with zero lights, zero, and paddling down in the middle of the intercoastal. Only thing you see is those paddles. When they're paddling, those paddles pick up light on your light bar. You'll see those paddles shining. That's the only way you'll see them. I wish the parks and wildlife would write those guys some tickets. I mean, put a glow stick or something on your head. Something. God.
Something.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, like that people got killed over there in one of those lakes with the jet ski hit a kayak, and that was the middle of the day. Think about it at night.
Yeah.
You know?
It's scary. A lot of the kayakers up our way are starting to use all around white light, just anything.
Good.
In their
anything.
Kayak.
Man, you got to. And that
really
kayak fish is fun, but you
kayak's
people cannot
not
see
win
you.
Against a jet ski or a boat. I can tell you that.
No sir, no sir. Yeah, it does.
Very vulnerable.
If you can't afford a light, go buy you a glow stick and break it. It's just something so it'll show up, you know. Because
Nick,
you
just
take
sent
a guy
me an email on that Whataburger tag. If you're fishing in Galveston, Corpus Christi, or the Lower Laguna area, Whataburger's teamed up with the Star Tournament. That tournament tag. It's an orange tag. It's called a What a Tag. And
all right.
Pick one, and you could win Whataburger for a year.
A year. I thought that's what
it
was.
Yeah, I wish
that's,
it was lifetime, but it's a year. That's good enough.
Yeah.
I'll take that. And save it, throw the fish back, and go to Whataburger, baby. Get your.
And I was going to ask you, so you take the tag out. You don't have to keep the fish. Is that the deal?
Right. Just what I would do if I caught one, if I was eligible, I would video it and take a picture of
exactly.
the fish with a tag in it and clip it off with, you know, and turn the fish back.
You know, our neighbor Wyatt caught those 2-tag redfish, you know.
I remember
and
that up here. That was up here.
Yeah,
that.
And he is such a good guy, too, because he didn't, you know, he's not eligible because he's the guy. He released both those fish, put them back so somebody else could catch them. I mean, that's class stuff right there. That's
classy.
Yeah,
it is. Good for him.
You know, you know, he could have pulled them out for a tie, a trophy or something. But no, he put them back so somebody else could catch them. I like that. That's good.
I know.
Stuff.
I had a guy catch one year, and he was the only guy in a boat that wasn't a tournament. He wanted to mount it with a tag. And I said, no, you put that fish back, man. That's your fault that you didn't buy it. I think back then, $25 for a star tournament, you know, entry or something like that. It was cheap.
Oh, yeah, I know it. And when you cheat somebody else out of something, you know. Whoever caught that tag you released would really appreciate you letting him go. I mean, you know, golly.
Let somebody else.
But the percentage they catch, Mickey's, they catch like 65% of those fish or something that are tagged.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that much.
They'll catch all of them because they want to give all that product away. You know, they want everybody to catch them. It's just better for them and better for the people that caught them.
Well, look what CCA is doing for our economy. So they're doing this, and people are coming down here to catch these fish. They're spending money on motels. They're spending money on food.
Well, sure.
So it's a great deal they're doing. I'm just so happy that they got Ryan Towns and those guys doing that because he is into it, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really into it. He's not and he left a job that paid more to go with CCA. So that tells you that his heart's in it. So that's good stuff. I'm so glad we got people like that taking care of us, buddy. Man.
Well, maybe one day that'll be our retirement job. No,
I'll do it. I would love to do it.
I know you would. All right, Cliff, I got to run, buddy. Somebody wants to come down to Baffin and fish with you. How do they get a hold of you, brother?
All right, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Well, happy anniversary and happy birthday tomorrow, brother.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
You're an old goat now. All right, man.
I know it, dude. I've been an old goat. Later, buddy.
All right, see you. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.